I'll just start that little bit of blurb again. Welcome to this morning. What we're going to be doing is running through some ideas in coaching and sales and branding throughout these sessions. And then we will have Q&A. We treat it a bit like I do my mastermind groups where we have some learning, and but it's all about asking questions. And if, you know, hopefully with all my experience, I might be able to offer some solutions with it. If not, I'm sure that there's, you know, enough brain trust in these meetings as well that someone else might be have had that problem and have been able to address it, or other people have got challenges. It's very much a point of please ask questions as we go along, and I'm really quite happy for you to interrupt and ensure that you get the most value out of what we are doing this morning. And as I mentioned, the next one is January 22nd at 7 a.m. It's a Monday morning as well. And as I mentioned, before I hit the record button, that's my biggest thing. If someone comes on and you notice that I haven't hit the record button, please say, Janine, you need to hit the record button, okay? So what we want to do starting to talk about is, as a really simple thing, is why would people buy from you? You know, that's, we get so caught up in how am I going to market? What social media am I? What events do I turn up at? All of this, what courses am I creating? What products am I doing? But we forget about the most important question is why people would even want to buy from you. We've got, Karen's got products, a beautiful Mariana jewelry and other products. We've got Madonna on, who is naturopath kinesiologist. Nicolette is a coach, and I'll get you to say a little more about that if I'm correct. And Isabel, naturopath, massage, acupuncture, yoga teacher, Cabarita. We've got services and products that people are selling. So just Madonna, I'll give you five reasons that people buy. And if you want to think, write these down and think about which ones might really relate to you, and think about how then you can address that. So the first one is that you are a solution to a problem for them. That's the most important one. The second one is value and benefits. So I'm looking at my side screen because I put some notes up for my prompt. Customers look for value in what they purchase. Sometimes it's just seeing that it's time saving for them. Is something might be enhance their status or good for their health, or offering some sort of convenience. So that's value and benefits. The third one is emotional connection. So I can see a lot of this coming for you, Karen. Is this emotional connection? So purchases are driven by emotions. Yeah. There's something resonates with them as to why they buy it. Trust and credibility, that's really important. And that's one of the things, you know, when I'm talking about brand building, is that how do you build that trust and that credibility where people go. And I know as a health professional, as a coach, I'm not a health professional, but I'm a coach, that's one of the biggest things. Because I don't know about you, but have any of you ever seen where people have gone, oh, I've been to a naturopath before, I've been to someone else before, I've been to a coach before, and I've wasted all this money, I've had no results from what they promised? And I think that's one of my most frustrating things is, and people spend a lot of money because somebody's had a good sales pitch on the end of it, and then they don't get the results that they really are after. And I know with what I do, it's very much like this. It's very tangible. You know, there's something that you can learn and apply. And it's a big pet peeve for me. You know, I'll say, well, look, this is only $2,000 to do 3 months or something. And if I haven't got the money, the next time you see them, they've spent $10,000 with a, you know, 25-year-old life coach who has no experience in what they're doing, but they had it. Good sales thing. So that's, you know, that trust and credibility is such an important factor, and you can't get that back. And if something blows, it's really hard to get that back. We only have to see what's in the news every single day and about our politicians as to, well, we don't trust them anymore, do we? You know, that's because of things they've done. And the fifth one is uniqueness and differentiation. So something, what makes your product so unique that it sets it apart from somebody else and what they're doing. So it's a new innovation. I mean, look at people when they line up to get the new iPhone. It's they've got to have you've got to have that new iPhone because it's something different and it's really quite unique. Plus, it fits very much into that emotional connection as well, and the trust and credibility, and they're seeing that it's a prestigious thing as well. So it's a whole lot of different components. Now I'll open up the floor, and Madonna's mic's not on, so I'll open up to you first, Madonna, with your product. Can you just introduce yourself a little bit more? And then, because this is going, I'm going to put this up on YouTube, so it's your chance to promote yourselves here also.
Hi, I'm Madonna. I've been a naturopath kinesiologist for nearly 30 years, and in the last 12 months, I've started training people online. So I now have a range of levels of training with kinesiology and master classes for health. So that's heading forward into 2024, hoping it's going to be bigger and better.
So what out of those 5 points, Madonna, why would people buy from you?
Having done lots of kinesiology training in the past myself, I think that because they're getting me as a personal coach, the whole time as well. So it's not like you go do a weekend course or you go do a, a week's course and then you're sent off into your own clinic, because I'm creating groups where people can actually chat and ask questions and things that they've pretty much got me on tap. Because that's the sort of human I am as well. If someone asks a question, I will always get back to it. So I give a lot of freebies as a coach. I have done many bits of training in kinesiology. Like I've, I don't know. I think I stopped adding up when I got to $50,000 worth of training. It's probably well over 100 grand. I've got no idea. So I integrate the two of them, because there were no, when I started, there were no naturopath kinesiologists integrating it together. There were either naturopaths or kinesiologists, and just a few things people said to me went, huh. So I've never, once again, even like the whole politic thing, I've never just trusted what people say just because I was in a training course. So my naturopathic brain and my kinesiology brain would then go back into the clinic and go, well, does this actually work for this, and this?
Yeah.
So I've got, many decades of experience working out what works and what doesn't, and why would you bother doing XYZ when ABC works perfectly well?
So with your programs, your online programs, what do you think that you why would people out of those 5 points buy from you?
I'm a solution to their problem. People want to get well. So, and people are finding it harder and harder to get well these days. And I've got some really cool techniques and tips for getting people back into alignment, getting people back into their conscious brain, getting people back into understanding where their health is supposed to be when they've been told by doctors, that there are no solutions. You need to live with your pain.
So
You need to live with
that's
this
definitely with
disease.
your clients and people coming on and learning the kinesiology. But part of the people who want to be able to then go and run a practice. So it's part of what's the problem then, or what else can you see as part of what problem you're solving, or what are those other points?
Well, I am unique and different in that I am a naturopath kinesiologist and I've been integrating them. I don't just teach straight from a book, so most courses out there are straight from a book. So therefore, if people ask questions during that time, they're not allowed to stray, which is why I've done it the way I've done it. So I've put together even my most basic course isn't a basic course out of a book. My most basic course is the things that people can use each and every day in their household, for their family, friends, and loved ones. My kinesiology foundations, it's really grunty techniques. This is stuff that if you do that on people and have that done on you, like it can change people's lives. And that's like the foundation that people need to be able to do my signature system. So it's unique and it's different. And once again, they get me on tap as a coach.
Okay, so that's definitely that uniqueness is that you, because a lot of people don't, I mean, you buy a lot of these online programs and you're really working through it yourself.
Yes.
without the and people spend a lot on those. I know I have put my hand
Yeah.
up for those over time, and you're still sort of stuck a bit yourself. So yeah. What about you, Karen? What do you think yours? I know which stands out there for you. It's
Well, I'm the distributor for Mariana Jewellery in Australia and New Zealand. Mariana's handmade in Israel. And I think we've got a very unique product where we produce so many different colors and designs every year. Women love our jewels. We've built up quite a fabulous reputation, especially here in Queensland. And we've got many Mariana lovers that collect Mariana jewels. It's a beautiful product, and people have, now know and trust us.
Yep, so you're saying definitely number four, that trust and credibility for the jewelry.
Number four and number five,
Yep.
it's unique and different.
Definitely it is. So that's, part of, again, this figuring out why people are going to buy from you means to how you can go out market as well. And I know we've talked about before solving a problem, which is really not the thing that jumps out. It's more, for me, it's that emotional connection. And ladies, for the rest of everyone else, who's ever bought something that just they love to wear and it looks amazing? How does that feel, that emotional connection with what you're wearing? And it's the things that jump out at you. So what gets people in the door is that uniqueness and that trust of brand, but what has them buying something is that emotional connection to a certain piece.
Yes, women collect many pieces, and then they receive so many compliments
Yeah.
wearing these pieces.
Yeah.
They get noticed, and they really do feel confident in wearing our jewelry.
Yes, yeah, so something about when, getting people online is or in the stores is going to be talking about uniqueness and the beauty of it, and that the trusting of the brand. But getting them to buy once they're online and in the store is all about building that emotional connection to it. And that's what we've talked about before, is building a story behind it
Yes.
and the video of the story behind that piece rather than just an image of the piece.
That's right.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah. Nicolette, what is, do you want to introduce yourself, please, and then tell us what's jumping out at you as a reason people are buying from you?
Yeah, so I'm Nicolette. I'm a life coach, but with a twist, I always say it's not that standard coaching. Quite often I don't use the word coach, because it's so, I don't know, it's just so standard, and that's not what I am. The main difference for me, what makes me different, is the uniqueness I have in the luxury hotel business and the business accolades behind that. Combining that bit, what didn't work for me in the corporate world, and that was my burnout and not looking after yourself. So you can work on the business, but you need to work on yourself. And that's what I incorporate in everything I do. So it's that holistic lifestyle, finding that balance, but actually understanding what drives people to make decisions and live their life. So for me, it was really like losing my passion for everything, and not understanding what I stood for. So that was is very, very important to me with the clients as well, to actually find that, because that's quite often why they're having the burnout, and they don't understand why that is happening over and over and over again, because they actually don't know what they really want to do.
Yeah. And so looking at those 5 points, which one do you think is your biggest one that people are coming to you to buy?
Emotional connection.
With what?
With what I offer, the results I have with the clients, and with myself, of being able not to be a standard coach, doing it uniquely different than all other coaches. And the results they're getting, that's unique, and it's quite often not what they expect.
No, and they're all points where the thing I would recommend is take a step back further, because that's how they'll make a decision as to who they work with. But why are they going to buy in the first place is definitely to solve the problem. That's your first point. That's the point where people will recognize they have a problem. That's the first part of it, is they may not realize that, you know, the dread out of a Monday morning going to work is all part of not having the lifestyle, or, you know, not have a whole lot of other issues or the health issues. So it's figuring out what their literal problems are, so that when you're in that marketing conversation, you're addressing those problems. And from there, once they look further, that uniqueness and the emotional connection to the results they'll get is part of that as well. But it's that really is, what problem are you solving for them? So what problem are you solving for them, Nicolette?
The main problem I'm solving for them is actually finding the balance between work and lifestyle.
And if they, and how does that represent itself if they don't have that balance?
Burnout, emotional and physical. How do you say? Like really a breakdown of the body. So they have a lot of physical health issues.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
And you said burnout, but I was going to ask you, what does that look like? And for those, particularly Madonna, this what and is in the mastermind, and it's something I'll ask all the time, what does it look like? So what does burnout look like?
Well, it's an emotional, physical and spiritual breakdown of body, mind and soul.
So what does that look like?
Stress, exhaustion.
Yeah. So if someone's stressed and exhausted, what does that look like?
No passion, no spark in their eye.
Yeah.
Lost.
Yeah. So now we're seeing, see what starting to get, it's something really tangible. People won't solve problems unless it's something really tangible. You know, that they, I'm talking to someone that does this amazing weight loss program, but it's all very very sensible. It's about emotional support and, you know, protein eating and exercise. And I was talking to her the other day and I said, it's not a big enough problem for me yet to make the decision to join it. And it was a really, I was an awareness for me, especially with Christmas and holidays and everything coming up, knowing that will I stick on it or not? And that's when I realized it's not a big enough problem yet, because my clothes are still fitting. So that's what it looks like, that I can still wear most of the clothes in my wardrobe. You see what I mean? I get something really tangible. So for me, and it was, or I step on the scales and go, yeah, that's not good enough now, Janine. You've got to do something about it. No more.
Yeah, for me, it was all the relationship breakdown.
Yeah, relationship breakdown. Yeah, so that is something really tangible, Nicolette. You know, so if you're having conversations or marketing or something, if you're finding that your relationships are breaking down, then that becomes, you may not realize it's part of that stress and lifestyle needs to change. It's not actually the relationship. It's how you're dealing with the relationship. So can you see what I mean? It's that, but people have to really be ready for you to solve that problem for them as well. And knowing how, what that looks like for them is the most important factor, how to have that conversation. Isabel, tell me what you're thinking for you.
Oh, just chewing on my breakfast there. This is excellent, I have to say. So number one is I have professional expertise, graduated in 1989 as an exercise physiologist. So that's quite a few years of life experience, personal experience of having a journey from an athlete to having a major accident where I herniated discs and had that complete breakdown, as you well know, marriage and then a daughter with a stroke. So those personal experiences, as well as that professional expertise. So that's number one. Where I'm evolving to is something that is working for me in my life, as in I actually live at Cabarita, a beautiful spot on the river, and people are coming and living with me, and more I'm making that meld into them being able to do a retreat while they're here. So they come and have sound healing and acupuncture and kayak on the river, and so they get excellent value. They get an integrated whole life experience that can really, it can be a couple of days and really take them back home feeling replenished and rejuvenated. Where am I up to here?
Solving a problem, Isabel.
So the problem is that they're downright angry with themselves and with life. You were talking about the weight issue. Once you get really, not you personally, but when somebody gets angry and fed up with what's happening in their body, that's when they'll start really being ready to take action.
Mm. Yeah.
Many of the people that come to me might have Googled and tried umpteen different things. But it's also, I think, what some of your other ladies there this morning offer is accountability. So I'm going to be right there. I'm going to listen to you. What worked in the past? What's your why? I know that's a big thing for you. It's what is your why? Because if you know what your why is, whether that is more energy. I mean, time and time again, I hear people saying, look, I just want more energy to play with the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Gone are the days of wanting to look hot in a bikini. It's actually just, body energy. And that's what happened with a client of mine the other day. He just said to me, wow, I actually come home now and I'm not just sitting there on the couch stuffing my face. I actually feel like I can do something in life, So
they're all your experiences, and because of all of the skill base, is very much like everyone else on here. It's that uniqueness and different.
Mm.
You're different, so that's your unique selling proposition, is that you've got those life experiences and the skill base to back it as well. So that makes a difference for your clients. And that's something that's important when people start looking for, who am I going to deal with? I'm going to deal with someone, as I said, that you can trust and has that credibility. And they're looking for someone that is a bit different. And you really nailed it when you talked about the actual problems. I'm angry. If you're angry all the time, or everything seems to go wrong in your life, they're the things, or you've tried everything else and nothing's worked. They're all the things that you're really thinking about. This, after we get off here now, is what are all those things that people may have said to you? These are the things that are so important. They've said these words to you. Clients have come through and have said exactly what their problem is. Use those words for your marketing. Use the everything that they say. Gets your testimonials. Read those testimonials through. And those words that someone uses are the words for your marketing, because they've said the words. Sometimes we don't hear them because we're already in solution base. We're thinking about how we can fix this, and we don't necessarily hear the specific words they're using. But those words, if you've solved their problem, then that's going to be how you can have those conversations about why people will buy from you. Cool. Well, that's a quick 30 minutes, isn't it?
Thanks,
Janine. What a great way to start a Monday.
Yeah, thank you. That's
awesome. So 22nd of January, and again, very much similar formula. Just go through some ideas. Who picked up some information ideas that they're going to think about with
always
things? Yeah,
always.
And Nicolette, I know that's really annoying with the what does that look like. I used to do that with my sales team, and I would sometimes go down 12 times. So what? So what?
We're looking for the cause of the cause of the cause.
Absolutely. it makes a big difference. And for those on here, you do know me. For the people that might be watching, you don't know my experiences. I was general manager of sales for a multi-million dollar company for 20 years, and I had a commission-based sales team of 20, and I took the business from $3 to $10 million through the GFC. It just got the story right. It wasn't that we were pushing things. We just got the story right and be able to help people solve the problems that they wanted and be able to do it with a brand that was, it was credible and was trusted. I've had my own business since 2007. So I've been around doing this coaching and training and mentoring, three different components within business. They're all very, very different. So what we've done this morning is a bit of training and a bit of coaching also. And I absolutely love doing it. So this is why I thought there's probably about seven sessions throughout next year, worked around my holidays, and that we'll run through them. So let people know if anyone else wants to come on. We'll run through some things. If they've got any issues particularly, we can address those next time as well. So have a fantastic Monday. Have a fantastic week, and all the best for the Christmas and the season, everybody.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Day. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.